Friends, I'm turning this morning to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, and to verse 3. Matthew, chapter 18, and verse 3. And my title for this morning is Marks or Signs of True Conversion. Signs of True Conversion. And here Christ is speaking. He said, "Verily, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Please, can you read that with me for me? The verse 3. Thank you. Yes, you like a you say more nanny, and I say more to that. The more you say, and para, won't you mean call us through a human? If you are not converted and become of little children, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And this is a solemn saying coming from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No, whenever he says verily, 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 it means truly. What he's saying is so profound and must be taken seriously. That unless you are converted, except you are converted and become like little children, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So this morning we'll be looking at what it means to be converted. Here, the disciples, people that Christ was talking to, were disciples. They were not just people who were unbelievers who were walking somewhere. People who had somehow tasted and believed in Christ. They are the ones he was talking to. And if I know no mukasa no, Everybody must examine themselves. If truly they are converted. Is it possible to know? Yes, it is. Today we'll get to know. They came to ask Jesus a question. And the question they asked Christ was that, who among them will be the greatest when Christ comes into his kingdom? Oh, we say Jesus said, "Into your most for no, that this shows that they didn't really understand the kingdom of God. They thought Christ was coming to be a human king. He is coming to overthrow the Roman Empire who were in power by then, and then he becomes the king. So right here, they were fighting for who will become the greatest in that kingdom. Christ knew the error, but he didn't actually attempt to answer that. But then he told them exactly who can even enter into the kingdom. He said the most important thing is for you to ensure that you enter into the kingdom of God, rather than you trying to see who will be the greatest. As you have to be this, yes, you know, no more going to say yes to be here or hini, it was say we are seeing him. No one will say yes to obey two Roman for nephew home. No one will obey or hini. It will be said, so obey you or hini na huana, obey a case of power, na hini and not say na hini fear home. Now, yes, you know, that's what I'm going to say, and yet after my end of credit, if the omeye or hini, it will be acting him. Yes, no, one can't and want him. No can't, he said, the hina power, he said, obey call a human. And yet the obey case here, over a human. Now, say, yes, it sounds. Yansi sound amwa me di se akora won't mean ko na hinienu eti no enu na meka kasuma yesu ken ya temo a ese ehia se obia no na se mu se woti bia won ka se bisa wo ho hwe wo ho se won wanya san san na na amada ati wo beko yesu na hemani bia na I trust that everyone here knows about the kingdom of God. I'm sure everyone understands that. And everyone here knows that there's life after death. I'm sure everyone here believes that. Because he said in Hebrews 9:27 that it's appointed unto man to die once. After death, there's judgment. which means there's life after death. Me give you say obi a oti hebi ni mse owo no owo ananye no anu owo chi no atemu wo ho. Cuz the Bible can or Hebrews 9 verse 27 say etwa se nipa be wu na owo chi no atemu wo ho. Na me ka say me give you say obi a oti hebi anu agye saa temu we ni. Ana obi aso agye di say atemu no yo ba bi mi ni pe na ye be ko. Other than heaven, another hell. I hope you won't believe that there are only two places to go. Either you go to heaven or you go to hell. In this world, in the eyes of God, we have only two kinds of people. Nyame enim no, e wo nipa afanu mi elupe, enipa mi enu. Other say we are believer, another say unbeliever. Converted or unconverted. Saved or unsaved, just or on they all mean the same thing. If you are born again, if you have been given a new birth, if your sins have been forgiven you and you are born again, you are among the believers, the converted, the saved, and the just. Nyamie ni mringi pa biyoni pa na ehoho. Omo omo di asemni di. Eno omo omo ni asemni. Se unu se do boni acho. Yama ufufra. A ukumu wa brebu unu se yampa. Oka omo a omo ye edidi fono. Oka omo a omo namu emu eko heaven eso. Ena begini to say obi oti heavy abeso ko heaven. I've never met any man or woman who has ever said that he wants to go to hell. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Begini to obi oti heavy abeso ko heaven. Na mega se min share obi a waka che me say obeso obeko hell da. Obi a se obeko heaven. But the sad thing is that even though everybody wants to go to heaven when they die, but if you judge their lives on this earth, and Christ has already said that by their fruits you will know them. So if people are saying that they will go to heaven, and yet when you judge their life on earth, it doesn't defeat those who will go to heaven. Yes, you account for us here. Now, what would you say? Probably bringing thousands of people who hope to go to heaven, and yet their ways of life doesn't show that they will ever go to heaven. Friends, I've said it again and again, and I'll say it again, that the life we have now is to prepare us for eternity. To see a beast here, you know, you have more than a mile, so you have more by your home, so they're dancing, you have a beer, you have a cut now forever and ever. A reality way, it won't get to anywhere. I always say, life is just like some smoke, be a back a crabby, not a cut. Last week, I think I told you about one of my friends that I'm sure the elderly among you may know. He's called Papa Akon. Papa Akon was a great footballer, Black Stars and Kotoko. Just last Saturday, not this one, the Saturday before, we were all at a funeral. One of our mates lost the in-law, and we were all there. Papa Akon was there at the funeral. They were drinking, you know, old friends who have met, they were making merry and all those things. And even when I was trying to talk to them about scripture, they were ridiculing me. Right from the funeral, they went to the other friend's house, the one who lost the in-law, to go and continue. They were drinking and drinking and drinking. Papa Akon just went to the toilet. And for about 5 minutes, he wasn't coming. So one of the friends went there. When he went there, he had collapsed in the toilet. And he was coughing and coughing and coughing and coughing blood. And the next house was a hospital, Bebwa Hospital. It's just at East Lagon here. So they rushed him there. When they got there, they said he was dead. In about 5 minutes, this same man who was merrymaking at the funeral, and even trying to ridicule me by telling them to stop drinking the alcohol, that same alcohol that he was drinking took his life. And that's how life is. So when we hear the word of God, that's why Christ said, when we hear it, take it serious. He said, verily, verily, because you might not hear it again. It might be, you see, Papa Akon's last word of hearing the gospel was just that Saturday. He didn't hear it again, and he's gone. So that's how life is, friends. You must take it serious. Okay, so as I was saying, some people, all of us, we call ourselves Christians. And really, some people will even take offense if you tell them that they are not saved. But are they really saved? Are they really converted? Do they have the mark of conversion in them? That's what we are going to learn today. People think when in their community people see him as a nice person, he doesn't hurt anybody, morally he's upright, he will go to heaven. No, it is never, never, never like that. Otherwise, there are people who also don't even belong to the Christian fraternity, and they are very nice people, very kind people, who will not even do things that Christians do, and yet will they go to heaven? Why wouldn't they go? Christ said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me. The American said, in Bible, Abraham said, Omunye boni, omunye obi aboni, omunye di obi atem. Maybe omutiano obi anuse omdu omuni. Enti omgise omeko heavy. Na meka se enyano enye deko heavy. Sana tia dia ye wan kremo fo ye wo buda fo. And sorry baby, ah omukra no ushe omlife wa omlife niko e tibi yesi ya kiso fo. And so omutiano deko heavy. Ari tia. So Jesus akase. Aji se nam onu kwa neso. Ena obeko heavy. Or not to know the hour, say, I just say, I'm out of I just say, I'm out of unless you are converted before you can go to heaven. Some people, when you ask them, they will tell you, oh, they were born by Christian parents, they have lived with their mothers and their fathers in the church, their names have been written in the church's book, so they will go to heaven. That is not true. Is your name written in the book of life in heaven? That is the most important thing, not the book of a church. So, what Christ is saying is a very serious thing. And Christ knew this. He knew how people think by their moral living, they will go to heaven. That is why he said in Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23, he said, not everyone that saith unto me shall enter, that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Then he goes on to say that many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. It's a very serious saying. Yes, what can I say? And you will be out bonny dean and radio and that's all cost for you because you are. And all back ahead, the moment you are yet a jano apedi, a jana paddy and say, and it's what come up as a son. Ubena was a fro, and a year a jana paddy, or so on more a jana paddy, and a beco or so a man. Nor sit that day, or can that day not to come at the mudan. Right, the mudan if you want. If you like I say, oh, yes, let me do it to two at home bonny. But they will do a share and come, and they'll cross area. That's all they are doing. They will tell you, what's up for shall come, and you see them displaying on the pulpit. They are taking the word of God so lightly. They are always prophesying. Every Sunday when they come and stand by the pulpit, they prophesy. And Christ is saying that people will say they prophesy, they heal in his name, and yet he will tell them, I don't know you. And not just not knowing them, he said they work iniquity. So Christ says that even what they are doing, it is iniquity because they are not being born again. They are doing something else. So friends, this is a very serious thing. He is saying that there must be a great change in your life to be done in you before you can have any well-grounded hopes of entering into the kingdom of God. You must have a big change in your life before you can do that. So that is why Christ told Nicodemus that except, unless a man be born again and from above, the birth must be from above, and unless a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. In Luke chapter 13, verse 24, Christ also said another thing. He said, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. That word strive is a very serious one. Strive, agonize. Do whatever it takes to enter into the kingdom of God. That's why I said this life that we have is given to us to prepare for where we spend eternity. So whatever you can do to be born again, even if Christ was talking about that in Matthew 18, even if you have to lose your eye to enter into heaven, it is better. If you have to lose your hand or your feet to be able to enter into heaven, it is better than to try to enter with your sinful nature. That is what Christ is trying to say. So when he says strive, it means do everything. As soon as you can look at Numa, do me and Jemu Edunu 9, or say, yedio esa wo ye bia se de be ya benya awofofo na wo benya osoro ahiman fi se osoro ahiman se wan komu a na ye ti bia wo penu anu no na wu wan komu abeko he yo beko bia no ho forever and ever. It no strive, do everything in your power to enter into the kingdom of God. Please Don't flatter yourself that any unconverted person can go to heaven, because the Bible says you can never enter, and it is true. Whatever the Bible has said is true. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Then Christ says, except ye be converted and become like little children. There are so many other areas in the scriptures where he says, like where in John 3 verse 31, Matthew, what we just read, Hebrews 12 verse 14, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And what is holiness? Holiness means you are set apart. You are set apart for God. Everything about you is for God. Or since the one yet kunkun ye ni honu ma, what you mean kou yang kukon ahimen. Now because the kunkun ye ni any day, and he said, yati wa fi yati hum, adiyama u yang kukon. And he said, uye kunkun. Friends, it is not enough to just say that my sins have been forgiven me. There's another thing that is needed when your sins are forgiven you or your sins are pardoned. You must have a new heart. Your heart must be changed. See, I don't want you to say, come on, so it's the son. Now, by your enemy, but before, and yes, I would mean, or so I know. As I said, we are from Chrono, a better woman. Or if you want to be a Bonnie, a woman. Or to be a trauma, Tibia, a woman free at the moon, that's a woman. I give you free starting the only one. Friends, it is a serious thing. We are born with inherited sin in us because of Adam. And because of that, the Holy Spirit can never come and dwell in us unless we are cleansed from that state to be holy people, because he is called the Holy Spirit. He comes to live in you, to help you, so that you will be able to break from your sins and then live for the Lord. This, I emphasize again, when you say become like little children, we all know how little children are, especially when it comes to trusting their parents, trusting people who are older than them. They trust wholeheartedly. They don't trust like with their one leg in and one leg out. They trust completely. They give all their trust to their parents. I remember the story a pastor said the other day about people in an aeroplane who were traveling, and they had a problem. The aeroplane was going to fall down, and everybody was like trying, running up and down. People were praying, and they saw this young man sitting quietly, confidently. So they asked him, why is he not bothered about what is happening? He said, my dad is a pilot. So he trusts in his dad so much that once his dad is at the seat, nothing will happen. And that's how children trust, and that's how we must also trust God. Trust him that there's nothing good in us. All our hope and our trust is in him. And that's what Christ is talking about. He also talked about humility. You know how humble children are. Are you that humble? All those things must go away. Pride, we are born with pride because of our sins. All those things must go away before we can enter into the kingdom of God. The American said, yes, Saka can say, I guess you're better to say inquire. And Sam is in Yako or so. And I make us inquiry into the inquiry. Sakuraka saw Jokapa and I said, Mammy, dear. It did not for it, you're very careful. To be beer, your baby, and your money be jetty. It is a way I did the other of my as a way shows that small can I and the crap, yes, and papa. It is a correct beer, you give your shed of him or their shame completely. without doubting. Sally will be a year old when you're complaining. See a genial coupon, the Yakuman, you know, many a coupon. So on a fiddle or fire number say we are to you. Now, yes, you can't just get a better emperor, a sunny area, Nahiman Ako. The Dickamata says, I go for you to know Macate, no more yet, let's see a four. Only your more, only yet a giddy four, only yet, let's see a four. And so no, I used to come back to me, see, etc. Now, even though Christ was speaking to these disciples, yet in so many other areas, because he has said that, especially the one with Nicodemus, we can say that this applies to us as well. Yes, I come here again. No, I can't change the scripture. Now, so I can't obey the Bible. Our Bible, no, the come on, the can't find Nicodemus there. No, I Nicodemus, the Bible says, "A day no obey, and son of a call." Amen. Okay, now as we go on, is it possible to know whether you are converted or not? Obet me who? It will be a team. Say yes, someone. I say yes, sound. And the answer is yes. There are so many trace or marks of a true convert that can be found in the Bible, and this morning we will discuss a few of them so that we will see exactly what are the marks of a true convert. If somebody has seriously, truly gone under genuine conversion, and I'm sure by the end of this message, everybody will be able to examine themselves whether they are truly converted or not. If you say now, sir, I say, "You bet me a hum." Say, "You have to sign," and I say, "You have to sign." I'm say, "Babu, me a tia say, you bet me a hum." I bring out tia say, "Now, come on, don't be being say, you be a wobadu." I say, "Oh, too bad, you shy, you be hum." Say, "Oh no, on the sign," and I say, "On the sign." So to begin with, let's define this conversion, biblical conversion. When the Bible says converted, why should I say you must be converted? What does it mean? The biblical definition of true conversion is simply the kind of conversion that makes one live a changed life, that shows fruits of righteousness and true repentance. I'll repeat it. The biblical definition of true conversion is simply the kind of conversion that makes one live a changed life, that shows traits of righteousness and true repentance. So, a cat will be as a son. Bible, a cat will be as a son. That's what Church said. As a son, Abba, Enipa, Abraham, Amani, Bia, as a son. So they're not a TFS, no, as a son. No, baby, but who procrast. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Or see, Obia, Yaman, our foot from, Nibia, as a son. And then, man, now, or you first, no. And he hope you say, "And I'm a fool, and I owe you." Then that's why it will be asking me better sign. In a man owing now, we are asking better sign. Then that's why I'm a fool. Then that's why heaven, more of heaven than on this earth. Now, said Mikayano, you were near my son, I could be a dead, a dead, or a grab him. Ah, I bet you say, what was this? The matter of book could be, or say, seven certain signs of true conversion. Yes, if you get one, take it. It's a small booklet. Seven certain signs of true conversion. What I like about that title is that you say certain, C-E-R-T-A-I-N, certain signs. It means they are certain, they are sure, they must be shown in your life. Definite signs that must be in your life. It can't show in somebody's life and it doesn't show in another person's life when the two of them are all converted. If they all must be there to show that you are truly converted, because it is the same Holy Spirit that dwells in us when we become born again. Remember Romans 8 verse 9 says that if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So from who can enter the womb? Who can go for a man? As in Romans 8 verse 9, I can. It is that sense that you ever become one thing. Say any womb. It is say who can go for. You convert you. If you are converted to the air, it's a woman. If you must say, if you are converted, That Obakum, not any Bakum, any minister. The same Hunkono and the Womun name. Tidia Wahano, a Bewa House. First, and Sana Obeka said, Ibe who said, Sir, conversion woman, you must be genuinely saved. As I said, 1 year and 20 were a cream. And you saw Bakari Keke. 1 year and 20 years, who cut out me with that, who said, maybe one crazy, you know, maybe who now, maybe young people. You must be in that state. You must be genuinely saved. And if you are genuinely saved, you will know it. From because nobody can see it. Nobody can see a man on the street and say from, oh, this man, from, I can see from his forehead that he's saved. You must know it. That is why God has made it available in the scripture. So it starts from your salvation. Have you really repented of your sins? When you are in when you are in Sakra, oh, Abraham, about your company, Abekasson, Fawon in Chow, what are you, sir? Sincerely from your heart, ask yourself, have you done that? That is one of the marks of true conversion. The second thing is that when you are truly converted, you must bear fruit. I said, I was swabba. So, I'll say what when you are, and I said, I'm a fufra. As I said, Matthew 7 from verse 15 to 20, it's a long one, you can read it for yourself. But Christ is saying that every good tree must bring forth good fruits, and a bad tree will bring forth bad fruits according to their nature. Or see, the Ebiano, Nabano, and the Betcher, say the Abapa, Abanbeya, Abapa, say the Abonia, Abanbeya, Ababonia. It is if you are truly converted with genuine conversion in your life, you will bear good fruit. Obaso abapapa. Say onya aju sakrampa. Ame ya sisa wakuma. Obaso abapapa. Remember, in the Bible, it is shown unto us. Sa abana wakamwa sem. The fruit that you bear when you are converted. Let's go to Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23. Galatians 5, 22 to 23. Before then, in verse 19, he has shown us all the life of the sinner. Now he comes to 22, verse 22, to show that if a sinner has been converted, these are the signs that must show in their life. These are the fruits that he will have to bear. The first one is love. You will have love. Love for the Lord, love for your brethren. You will have joy. You will have joy in your heart. If you say, we are sick, you say, we will not go heaven. First, we will show you. And if you are sick, you say, I am for now. Why do you cause we will go heaven? So, you are not here. You will have joy. You will have true joy in your heart. You will have peace. You will have peace in your life. Long suffering. Long suffering is also the same as patience. The beer no be nyabutre. Se wo ko amanye mu kra na unim se nyakopon na apini so kamanye ni. Titi so odu life amana. He say so obebo ho ban. He say ono ama amanye to wa, it means amanye na o ma to no. Eye ma wa. If you go to Romans 8:28, we see everything that happens in our life is for our good. Even if we see it as negative before God, it is for our good. Then gentleness. You'll be gentle if you are born again. If the Spirit is dwelling in you, you'll be gentle. You will be good. Goodness. You will do good things. And then you will have faith. You will have faith in God. So if you are experiencing this true conversion, you will see all these fruits in your life. Because it is the Holy Spirit that will transform you. Like that. And like I said earlier on, the Holy Spirit will only come and dwell in you when you are born again, when your heart is changed. The Spirit can never come and dwell in a sinful heart until your heart is changed. Then, through your sanctification, you will bear all these fruits. So these fruits must be shown in your life. But if you are a false convert who is lacking true conversion, you can never bear these fruits. You can't. Even if you try to show them, they will be fake. They will be false. They have to be true. Then the next thing that will be shown in your life is that you will live a godly life. If you are converted, you will live a godly life. And what is a godly life? Number one, you rely on Jesus. Like I said, how children trust their parents wholeheartedly. The same way, if you are converted, you will trust in Christ. You rely on Him for everything. In every situation that you go through, you rely on Christ. Because in John 15 verse 5, He says, without me, ye can do nothing. Without Christ, we can do nothing. So if you are converted, all your hope, all your trust will be in Christ. Whenever you have any problem, the first place you will go is to go to Christ. That is one of the ways of living a godly life. Living a godly life is also a life of prayer. You will be a very prayerful person. There's no converted person who doesn't pray. When I'm talking about prayer, I'm not talking about only private prayer. Are you punctual at prayer meetings? When God says meet together and pray, do you do that? You come and pray with your church so that your church will grow. God knew that we have our personal lives of prayer, and yet He has instituted that we should meet and pray as a corporate body to pray to Him. And if we have time, we'll go to Acts and see the power of corporate prayer. When people meet together and pray, you will see the power that comes out. A come back on your pastor say, yeah, trust you, your mimun is said, the bomb pay. Obia, when you have my foot, or you will be our pet empire boy. And because the empire boy, I mean, because the empire boy say, Unquan should fear now, bomb pay and go. And look at you there. The moon or castle or cats want to say, yeah, shia, as you say, a sniffle, my mom pay. Now, in the church, you know, the power of the church is in the prayer meeting. And I'm making the same thing if I ask, let you believe me, ah. If you are staying away from prayer meeting, you are really doing a disservice to yourself and to God. So the life of a godly life is relying on Christ and then prayer. And then in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, he says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and so, but you see, he said, but in everything by prayer and in supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. This is what God has told us to do. As a church, we should not worry about anything, even though we have so many things to worry about. We shouldn't worry about it. We should come unto Him and make our request known unto Him. The next thing that will show a godly life is reading the Bible. You will read your Bible. If you are truly converted, it will be a delight for you to read the Bible. If you don't read the Bible even in a day, in the same way as you don't eat in the day, you feel the hunger, you must feel that in you. If you haven't read the Bible for a whole day, your conscience must trouble you. If it doesn't, then check your conversion. Because these are marks that must show in your life. He said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. So God has given us this scripture for us to read. Alongside prayer, it is very, very important that we spend time to read the Bible. Why is it like that? In prayer, we speak to God. And how does God speak back to us? He speaks back to us through reading of His word. So if you are a converted person, one of the signs is the way you read your scriptures. Now, you also have quiet time, what we call quiet time. Sometimes you ask, so where do I read my scriptures and how do I read it? You must have a quiet time, a time between only you and God, where you come before the Lord with prayer and supplication and in meditating over His word. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10 is an example of us. Daniel 6 verse 10, he says, in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. It was his custom It's something that you used to do all the time. You must have a quiet time, a time that he opened his ways to Jerusalem, a time that you open your ways to heaven and pray to God and meditate upon the word of God. So it is very, very important to have your quiet time. Another thing that we see of a converted person is witness. You remember Christ has given his disciples a commandment that they should go and preach the world to the world before Christ went to heaven. That was the commission that he gave to his people. He should preach to them about what? About forgiveness of sin, about repentance. How many times do you do this? Even in our own church, when it is time to meet on Saturdays to go on visitation, sometimes we see about two people. That's not a sign of conversion. I'm sorry to say this. It is not me. The Bible is saying that if you are converted, those things must be seen in your life. It will be your priority. Mark 15 verse 16 says, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Are you doing it? Are you a converted person? And are you doing this? Is this shown in your life? And that thing is good works. He said, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5 verse 16. People must see you as they see Christ, wherever you are, in your workplace, in your community, wherever you go. People must see the good works in you. The good works that you can say that you are born of God. Sometimes, if we are not careful, one of the key obstacles that can stand in our way is our practical life. I've heard many pastors saying that, do what I say, but not what I do. And I can't understand them. God is speaking to you, through you, to your people. So what you say, your people must do, but you won't do. So is this God speaking to you? Do you believe that God is speaking to you? So, if you are a Christian, what you tell people, you must also do it. That's exactly what it is. If your practical life must show that you are a child of God. That's why we sang in our third hymn. That the Spirit must show you that you are born of God. You are a truly, truly child of God. A converted person will also keep what I call short accounts with God. What I mean by this short account with God is that any time you go wrong, no matter how minute it is, anytime you do something that you know you are not supposed to do, you come and confess it to God and ask Him to forgive you. No matter how minute it is, once it crosses your mind, you have to come to the Lord, repent of it, and ask Him to forgive you. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if you do something wrong and say, oh, ask for this, is nothing, and you brush it aside, you will never be forgiven. And you are not converted. Because the Spirit in you will prick your conscience, will trouble your conscience, that you must come and ask for forgiveness before you can be free. Another sign of a true conversion is how you are waiting for the return of Christ. You yearn for that day, because we live in a world that is getting worse and worse and worse every day. So you even fear this world. What is the next thing that is going to happen? I hope Christ comes as early as possible so that all these things will end. This must be in you if you are a converted person. So we will be a Konya Akuma Fufra. Over 1 point, I say, yes, we're renting. We are here. And we are still born here. Timu, Aye, Uno, Okoni, Tokwani, Owo, Ni, everything. Now, Enchem, now, yes, we embra. So you'll be asking Akuma, and remember Akuma, a better Akuma, we say, who can say yes to Beba? A year was, I will born by you, say yes to Beba. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10, it says, and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead. We are waiting for Christ. Are you waiting for him? Do you want him to come now? You can't wait for him when you are not converted. Because you fear that when he comes, that will be the end of you. But if you are truly converted, you want him to come. Because there's nothing good ever going to happen in this world. This world is getting worse and worse every day. So you want Christ to come. So, and you have hope. And your hope is not based on anything in this world. Your hope is for Christ to come and end all what we are seeing now. The next thing that we see in the converted person is meeting with other Christians. Hebrews 10:25 says that, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. This is one of the things that I love. Even in this, our church, I'm so happy when we close from church and we are standing outside and we are discussing exactly some things that we have discussed. In some other churches, the moment they come out, you see them talking about politics and football. We come out and discuss what we have learned here. That is why it is very important to also come to church. How do you spend your Sunday? Remember, you said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That is the only commandment that comes with remember. We show that it was there even before the law. Remember, Kai Homed Dana Dino Kronkron. Do you do that? Do you keep the day holy? Do you spend the day holy? Or you come to church for about 2 hours and that's it for the day and you think you are finished? You think you have observed the day as holy and you are converted? No. If you are converted, you will have to obey it. He said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. How do you keep a day holy? It is only doing the things that will bring glory to God. You don't come just for 2 hours and you are finished for the day and you think that you are glorifying God. No. You must spend it the day. And he has promised that he will bless you if you keep the day holy. But one day I'll do a sermon on that. The blessing that we receive if we keep the day of the Lord holy. So every true converted person will be very careful about the Lord's day and church attendance. Our church, we thank the Lord. We are fortunate that we can spend the whole day here. Because right from morning service, there's Sunday school. Right from Sunday school, there's evening service. So we see that by the time you finish evening service, you are spending your whole day in the Lord or with the Lord. And what a blessing it is to do that. You don't come to church every Sunday morning and you are finished until the next Sunday morning again and say you are converted. No. Do you come to prayer meeting? Do you come to Bible studies where you learn about the Word of God, about the practical Christian way? Do you come to learn it? Or you do it in your own home? Why did God say we should meet together? There's a reason. Sometimes you belong to a church. And if somebody asks you why we do things the way we do, you can't answer. All because you don't come to Bible studies. So you can't understand. You may answer it in your own way, but will you be right? Why don't you come when we all meet together and learn about the Word of God? The next sign of a converted person is the company you keep. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 says, don't be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. And now, for our own woman, the next person, I think time is going, so I'll just read one or two and then we'll be done. You also hate false teaching. Obia or your converted Dian, or this will be church and church, and then the crowd. Ombe. Now, but if you don't want to say, and then the crowd, when you don't even come and learn. When you come and learn, when somebody is teaching something that is false, it will disturb you. Your conscience will trouble you. You also hate sin, not even your own sin. Apart from you trying not to sin, you also hate to see people sinning if you are converted. All these things are signs of someone who is truly converted. Somebody who has given their life to Jesus Christ and they have been forgiven and accepted. There are two ways. When I meet people on the street, are you saved? They will say yes. Why are you saved? Because I've given my life to Christ. I've accepted Jesus Christ. But has he accepted you? That's the question. There are two ways. You giving your life to him and he accepting you. If he accepts you, you will see these signs in your life. If you haven't seen them, then you have not been accepted. And thanks to God, you are not dead. So you have time to pray that these things must be seen in you. I hope this sign that we have discussed this morning will help all of us to understand what differentiates between the true convert and false convert. Genuine conversion and false convert. Friends, for God's sake, think what you will become on that day when you are not being converted. Last Sunday, Pastor talked about Noah's time. The same thing that was happening in Noah's time is happening in our time. The same thing will happen again. Christ will come when you say he'll come like a thief in the night. When nobody expects him, that's when he will come. Where will you be when he comes? Then you do an infant and welcome. Obeko Noah, Abaka Limu and Nase, Obeko is so down in the end of the jail. And he now beko. But up well, who do one my young people also when you feel that he gave no mouth after the other come watching. So, oh, yeah, today is the day. I want to refer you to the way of escape is to come to Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by him. It is his spirit that will convert you. So friends, come to Christ now. If you have not fully seen these things in your life, come to him now. It is never late. You are not dead. Right where you are, pray to him and ask him to forgive you and give you a new life. Let's pray.